But I think what is also very important is non-reproductive sexualities. That is, sexualities that don't lead to reproduction tend to be attacked because they tend to decouple reproduction from sex. You know, when sex is for pleasure only, then it sounds like very licentious and undisciplined. Whereas sex for procreation is better socially, because at least, and it also polices women, because the threat of pregnancy actually becomes a very important a weapon to keep women loyal to men and not to stray, not with other men and not with other women. In fact, when we talk about women having sex with each other, in the University of Zimbabwe, young women will ask, and young men will say, what exactly do they do? Because to them, they can't imagine any kind of sex which is not between men, penetrative sex between a man and a woman.